Last month, unemployment sank to just 4.3%, its lowest level in 16 years. That sounds like good news, but the unemployment rate largely dipped for the wrong reasons. The nation added 138,000 jobs in May, according to the government's preliminary estimate. But that was a disappointing tally. Economists had been expecting an estimate closer to 185,000. There were actually downward revisions to estimates for the two prior months, which means that the average rate of monthly job creation over the past 3 months is just 121,000. As pointed out by writer Patricia Cohen, only twice over the past 8 months has the nation added more than 200,000 jobs. At the same time, America is home to about 6 million job openings, a record high. This strongly suggests that job growth has slowed because there just aren't that many people left to hire. The hope had been that improvements in labor market performance would induce more people into the labor market. But last month, the share of working-age adults who have a job or are looking for one actually declined. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Aniban Basu.